Welcome to another edition of The Tech Teachers. This is show number 79, we think. I'm Ray, physics teacher.
And I'm Holly, a Spanish teacher.
And this is a show about technology and education and as much as possible where they overlap. And today, at the end of the show, a good bit about the iPhone.
You bought an iPhone.
I did. And I will say this. I figured there'd be a new one coming out in June. If you can wait, wait.
Yes, but you're
more on my iPhone saga at the end of the show. We're not going to turn this into the iPhone show.
No.
All right.
By request of me.
All right. You can check out the show notes at thetechteachers.blogspot.com, and we love to hear from you guys, so give us feedback at
rayandholly@gmail.com. Holly is spelled H-O-L-L-Y-E.
And if you have any questions, feel free to email. We do eventually respond to all of them, I think. If not, send again. Maybe got stuck in the junk mail filter. And occasionally we answer questions on the show, and we also sometimes use your suggestions.
Yep. Yes.
And sometimes give you credit, and sometimes we don't. Sorry.
Okay. Great.
All right.
Excellent. Today, really, we have a lot of things, just things you need to know, things that have come out, things that are happening on the web. And a couple things that you can use in your classroom.
Yes, we have some education stuff as
right.
well. So
yes, and then at the end, of course, the iPhone.
Yes, a good bit about the iPhone. So
right. Okay, so let's get right into it.
All right.
Yes. All right. Well, you were mentioning to me Hulu.com, which is just seems like everybody's talking about it.
Yeah, for a while it was a private beta. And should we explain what it is first?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Basically, it's by, I think it's Universal and Fox and maybe one other company now, where they're putting up a lot of their content with occasional commercials, but it's high quality in a lot of it's in its entirety. There are clips as well, but we're talking full-length movies and full-length shows. And the key
like
thing,
sitcoms and
like
stuff?
Like sitcoms okay. and stuff. And the key thing is here, full-length shows after they finish airing on TV. So after they air in the U.S., they put them up right away. And it's not one of these annoying, it's got to be in a window type things with ads surrounding it. You can make it full screen. And that's huge to someone like me because I don't right. want to sit and, you know, we have a big screen. We got the 92 inch. We don't want to watch, we don't want to see ads all around the screen. You want to blow it up. And the quality, if you have a fast enough internet connection and a modern computer, okay, it takes a little bit of processing power to do this. You can get, I would say, I don't know what the resolution is on it, but it looks DVD quality to me.
Okay, so and you would call this HD content via the web.
I don't know that I'd call it HD content. To me, it doesn't look as good as like an HD DVD at all, or
but
Blu-ray.
It's higher definition than
it looks
of the.
It looks like DVD quality.
Okay.
Yeah, DVD quality, which looks nice, you know, or at least it's it's above regular television, so.
CBS put up on their website. They put some of their episodes. Up in, they call it HD, higher quality than what they normally do, but it's
not HD.
They're only doing clips of it right now.
Just
to test right okay. now, but it's 2-minute clips. So hopefully, you know, we'll get this kind of stuff.
Hulu.com is open to everybody now. You don't even have to get somebody to email you an invite or whatever, which
right.
those are always so a joke anyway. There's mm-hmm. like, if you want an invite to something, you can almost always get it. Just find find the right person or find a website that's dishing them out.
Right.
But yeah, check it out, Hulu.com. And they have a pretty decent library of stuff. And you can currently I can access it at work. So if I wanted to show a clip from a show that aired currently, I don't have to go and find it on YouTube and watch it in really low quality. I can go to Hulu.
I can't.
They have it
that's
blocked.
All right. Yes, it's blocked.
I'll probably be blocked at my school eventually anyway. But right. they have become extremely good about unblocking things quickly. I will
oh,
say
excellent.
That.
Excellent.
Yes.
Okay.
Found the right person to talk to.
Let's go to the next thing.
Okay.
All right. There's a couple of sites that we wanted to mention called Pounce and Twitter.
And there's a bunch of other ones too.
There's a bunch of other ones.
Just the gist of them.
Right. Now, I think this is a big deal because, you know.
What?
Now, hey, I don't think
I thought it was stupid.
Hey, I do think it's
You've
stupid.
You diss it at every
no,
turn.
No, this is why this is a big deal. People, you know, are using the internet to make social connections such as Facebook and, you know, MySpace and all that. This is something, it's a different type of service, but, you know, you may hear your kids talk about it at school, or maybe you would like to use something like this. I think it's stupid. Ray likes it.
Oh, no. I didn't say I liked okay. it. I said I can see the use
all
of
right,
it.
All right, let's explain what it is.
Okay. It's it doesn't seem like much on the surface, and they all have their own little different twists. Like, some of them really are just really simple blogging tools. Other ones let you do share files and video clips and stuff like that. The best way for me to explain it is that it's an intermediate step between something like MySpace and instant messaging, or it's something between instant messaging and email. It kind of fills the gap between those two.
Okay.
In my opinion. Now, I do not have a large group of friends on Pounce or Twitter. You know, my friends are all still on, you know, they pretty much just stick to either MySpace or Facebook or AIM. So I don't have a lot of people I'm keeping in touch with that I've known for years on something like Pounce or Twitter. But if I did, I think I would use it as much as I use instant messaging.
It loses its usefulness if you don't have a lot of
people on it
that you know.
Yeah, well, of course. It's like any social tool.
Right.
I mean, that's true of any social tool.
Okay, now let's say I set up an account with one of these services. What do I get? What happens?
It seems like not much. Okay. It's like a really really
it's free,
simple. It's free, and it's a really simple way to blast messages out to lots of people at once. You might say, well, that's what email does. But it's right. Simpler than email. It's more lightweight than email. It's quicker than email. And it has a different level of accessibility than email. You can keep track of a lot of people easily at once and not have to read 20 emails. You can just check in on the person you want to check in on, what they're up to, or what file they're sharing, et cetera. So think kind of some of the things that you would do if you went to someone's personal blog, except it's more lightweight than a blog. It's easier to update than a blog, even though a blog is easy. It's also something that's very popular on mobile devices. I think that's another reason why these intermediate steps have taken off, because of people wanting to, while they're on the go, update people on what's going on, or they want to share something with a bunch of their friends. They don't want to log into a blog and do it that way. They want a quick, easy way to do it.
This is what I have found that's kind of stupid, because the way I've heard people using this is they're saying, oh, I'm at the Applebee's now, or
well,
I'm with my friend Katie, and we're discussing blah, blah, blah. And then they post it to the Twitter. I really don't care. The people I love
most. Yeah.
People I love the most.
People,
I really don't care if they're in the Applebee's.
But people,
I'll talk to you later. You tell me about it.
When blogs first became popular, that's what a lot of blogs were too. Do you see the usefulness of blogs now?
Yes.
You have a blog, do you not?
Yes.
Okay. Well, people, when blogs first hit the scene, there were a lot of blogs that were saying, I had ham and cheese for lunch. You know, there were lots of blogs that did that. There are still lots of blogs that do that. I'm not ready to knock off all of these things that people are loving and using for lots of good things, because there's a chunk of people that are using it just to say what they had for lunch.
Okay.
People misuse the stuff all the time.
Tell me a good use of this. Tell me a
That's what I was explaining, the whole connection, sharing a file with a bunch of people right away,
okay.
A video file or a link or a bit of information.
That still sounds like email to me.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, is it's easier than email, and it's a different – it's like IM. What's the difference between IM and email? It's the delivery mechanism. It's the ease of use. It's the formality. It's kind of like what's
IM
the difference
is
between –
IM real time,
what's the
and email is not. So that's the difference between email and IM.
Well, what do you mean email is not real time? My email is open constantly. You send me an email, I get it instantly on my phone.
I'm constantly away from my computer doing stuff, cleaning or whatever. You know, that's – and then I
well, then,
check
and that's
to
the
see
thing. Email, maybe you're not expecting a response right away. IM, you are. Twitter or Pounce or one of those services is somewhere in the middle.
Okay. Anyway, check it out. Maybe you will find it useful.
If you have other people on it. Also, right. I'll say this, is that if you were at a conference or something and you have a mobile device, you're not going to want to be constantly emailing a bunch of people. And this is a way where you can blast out to hundreds of people the information really quickly without having to, you know, fill their inbox up.
Right.
They can check your site as opposed to somebody check your Pounce or Twitter account and see
right.
You know, what's going on, as opposed to you having to actively send them an email and flood, you know, 100 people's inbox with an email type
right.
thing. Or text 100 people or whatever.
Right. And I'd have to say, I am always a little cynical about this kind of stuff. I'm weird. I don't like the cool stuff, but
I'm not saying it's cool. And I don't really use it. I don't really use it. I just checked it out. I did open a Pounce account.
Let's move on to something else.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to knock it, to discount it yet. Give it 2 years. If it's still around, we'll see.
Okay.
It might be pretty useful. But it is certainly, for some people, it's another social networking thing, popularity contest.
Okay.
Which we don't like.
Anyhow, let's move on to something you could use in your classroom, possibly, especially if
you could use Pounce in your classroom or Twitter.
Especially if you are a social studies teacher. This particular website is the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. They have put up a website. It's an interactive website that...
Where did you hear about this?
Web Alert, I think.
Ah.
Did you hear about it?
No, I haven't been watching all the Web Alerts. Very good.
Yes. Web Alert is a good, it's a podcast.
It's a daily tech news thing.
Right. Absolutely. I'd say check that out. But if you...
It's the only thing not blocked at your work. That's why you watch it.
Yes. Well, it also has really good content. Anyhow, I checked out the website. It has video content. You can search the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall by, you know, various categories and things. But I just think it's good because, you know, if you don't live near D.C., then your kids can't take your kids to memorial sites like this.
I saw a podcast that was this is somewhat tied in with speeches, historical speeches.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. It just jogged in my memory that that might be a good thing for history teachers out there too. If if you're looking to get MP3 players in the classroom, you could have them all listen to historical speeches, and there's podcasts out there that have them. So I guess some of that's in the public sector, not the public sector. What's it called?
Public domain.
Public domain. Thank you. Yes. Crossed wire my brain.
Well, in any case, any multimedia always makes the content more interesting. So I think this is a good way. Well, you know, and I grew up in the Midwest, and there are things around here that you can visit, but you grew up, you know, on the East Coast area. All right. So you were telling me about, not wearing my seatbelt all the time. I wear my seatbelt. I don't know why.
What?
I do. I wear my seatbelt all the time.
I know. I'm not saying you don't wear your seatbelt. Where is this coming from?
Because you said you wanted to show a video website or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you look in YouTube, we had a thing called United Streaming, or not United Streaming, one of the web video things, Chalk Waves, something we don't have anymore at school. And there was this great video. I didn't use it for much, but there was this great video of all these crash test dummies and what happens to them when they get in wrecks without seatbelts. And I couldn't find the videos on YouTube until, because I was looking up crashes and seatbelts. I was getting all sorts of weird stuff. I looked up crash test dummies. I got lots of music videos for the crash test dummies. Anyway, and then I finally figured out if you search for no seatbelt and I think then crash or something with the no seatbelt mix in it, you actually get some really good video. And you have to look through and watch it and find the clips without the seatbelts, but of what happens in a crash if you don't have a seatbelt. So this is good for if you're teaching the impulse momentum theorem in physics. It's very good for with the seatbelt versus without. And then also it's good for Newton's laws. You know, the whole object at rest stays erect, object in motion stays in motion. That, you know, idea, you know, so when you slam on the brakes, friction's not enough between you and the seat's not enough to keep you there. So you keep flying forward at the same speed, same direction, yada, yada, yada. So this would be good in a introductory physics class, and any chance you get to show the kids what happens without a seatbelt and tie it into equation, hopefully. We saw a thing the other day in the news, like, what was it, 2/3 of teenagers don't buckle up or something crazy.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. I can't believe
stupid.
That.
A lot of stupid people out there. But anyway, and there's a really good clip of this van, because sometimes people are like, well, what if I, you know, my vehicle rolls down into a lake or whatever? And it shows what happens on the way down, the van rolling down with the dummies, and they get hurled all over the van, and it's in slow motion. It's really cool. There's also ones with real people. I didn't show any of those, but real people without seatbelts on and what happens.
So caution.
Yeah, caution. You can show a clip, and it might not be an actor. It might be a real accident. So just, you know, be careful. I didn't show any of those, though.
Right.
I told them they were out there, though. I said if they wanted to see them, they'd go watch them. But not in my classroom.
Okay. So are you going to share your YouTube video?
Oh, yeah. I think – I don't know if my favorites are shared. I know the ones we post are shared. If you go to – I think it's YouTube. We'll put in the show notes the link to my YouTube address. So.
Okay. So favorite I think my YouTube favorites –
yeah, the physics stuff will link to the stuff so you don't have to search for some of those videos. And there's lots of other cool ones there too.
Okay. All right, so you had mentioned to me that Firefox 3 is going to be coming out of beta.
Yes, and I tried the beta a while back when it was called Minefield, but now it's actually Firefox 3 beta whatever, some number. And it's about done, and the early reports are it's way, way better. The memory issues are solved. It's a faster browser. In fact, it's supposedly just as fast as Safari now on the Mac and on the PC. So if, you know, when it comes out, this is not like going from the last version to this version. You definitely want to upgrade when it comes out.
Why? So. What are the benefits?
The speed is the biggie. I'm sure there's other ones, but the speed and the no more memory hogging. Like it used to be when you opened up 20 tabs, you could really bog down your system that uses like half the memory it used to use. Okay. So there's not as memory and there's not as many issues with it. It's
so if you
it's
use
way
your,
better. If so if you use Firefox now,
as your web browser, you know.
Be aware there's an update 3 is coming, and when it comes out, get it.
So am I just going to automatically, you know, when I do my Firefox updates?
Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. When it switches, when you go a full version up like that, it may not automatically update you. You may have to actively go out and say, I want it.
Okay, so instead of going from 2 point whatever to 2.
Yes,
point,
yeah, yeah. Then when you
I might
go
need
to
go get
you
it.
Might need to go get it. Yeah, so just keep an eye out on the news sites and stuff like that, or we'll let you know when it officially comes out. But apparently the beta is pretty stable. You know, try it at your own risk, but it's, you know, it's pretty close to being done from what I've heard. I have not tried it yet. I've been sticking to Safari since the new version of Safari came out. Everything's been really quick for me. And Safari on Windows is supposedly it's the fastest until Firefox 3 comes out.
Safari is a web browser as well, if you're not aware.
Yes, Safari. There's Safari, which is the main one that Apple made. Mm-hmm. There's Internet Explorer, obviously made by Microsoft, and Firefox, which is an open source browser.
Opera.
Opera is another one. Yeah, there's bunch of Camino. I mean, there's like Flock, if you're into social stuff. It's a good social browser. Integrates all that junk. But anyway. Yeah. Okay. All that stuff Holly hates. All that social stuff.
Yes. I'm not antisocial.
All that social stuff on the web. It's just evil.
Anyway. there's another update that you were really excited about. I'm sitting right in front of our Airport Express.
Airport
Extreme?
Base Station or whatever. Airport. It's the router from Apple.
Okay.
It's the Wi-Fi router from Apple. The naming is, we knew it at one point. Anyway, yes, Apple. Apple is no longer in my doghouse. They've got the iPhone getting the software. They're going to be updating the phone. And then on top of that, they finally did it. That stupid time capsule thing that I thought that they were never going to update the airport, they have updated it so that they didn't release it, though. This is the weirdest thing. They didn't tell people they did it. So I still think they're trying to fleece their customers a little bit because they didn't make an announcement. Mm-hmm. But they've added it so that you can plug in a USB drive to your airport base station, the router, and you can back up with Time Machine across your network without having the overpriced time capsule nonsense. This is righting a wrong. They promised this in OS X, and then they came out with a product that did it that cost, you know, more money, and they've finally delivered but have not announced it, so I don't know why. Maybe they have at this point, but.
Okay.
Are you happy about this since you're going to get a Mac in the future probably?
No. I don't – it means nothing to me.
Means nothing to you to back up?
At this point.
To Time Machine over the network?
Hey, if you're happy, I'm happy. So okay. That's usually how
it's also,
it works here.
So, and since the update, the firmware update, it's been working a lot faster too.
Yeah.
They did some other stuff too other than just this. It is – things have gotten way better on that front. So.
Right. Okay. Okay.
I complained endlessly that one show. That's why we're addressing that. So.
Yes.
That Apple has fixed that wrong.
On a totally different note.
The iPhone?
No.
No, what's
we're
what
not
else?
There yet.
Sorry.
Calm down.
I can't wait.
If you like live music, there is a website you should check out.
Pirate Bay? No.
No, live music.
Oh, live music.
Yes,
live
recordings
music.
Recordings of live music.
Oh, okay.
Upcoming is now owned by Yahoo. Is that correct?
Yeah, I don't know if Yahoo started them or if they got bought by them, okay. But I just discovered them recently. One of the tech shows we were watching mentioned it.
It tells about live music shows in your area. Upcoming.
Yes, and as long as you aren't using a VPN to some other part of the country, it automatically sees what part of the country you're in and gives you relevant results, which is always nice.
Right.
It usually freaks people out if they don't know a lot about the computer. But yes, websites know about where you are. By your IP address. No, they don't know where you live. So don't worry. If it says, in our case, Kansas City, Missouri live events, it's not invading on your privacy. It's just looking at your IP address and seeing what
Unless
city it's coming out
Unless you commit some kind of crime, then they can trace back your IP address to you, correct?
Depends. They have to get warrants and stuff. It's not trivial.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
But if you commit a crime.
Yeah. Okay. Well, on another note, not if you want to commit a crime, but if you're doing some political thing that you might think is like you live in China or something, I don't know, and you want to keep something quiet from the government, I think it's Tor, T-O-R, is a way to completely anonymize your tracks. Anyway.
Anonymize? Is that a word? Anonymize? I never heard of that.
I think it's now a computer term.
Oh. Okay.
Well, right. Holly, what have you brought into the show today? Speaking of words that aren't words.
Oh!
Holly, I won't say it. I won't say it. I know Broughton's not a word. Okay. Moving on.
All right. You wanted to report back about Zecko.
Oh, yes. I said a while back. This, I said so. Scott Trade Zecko, and I played with Scott Trade. I was seeing if Zecko would work. I love Zecko. I think it's way better than Scott Trade for ease of moving the money around. And I haven't had any problems getting money back into my account without having to contact anybody. I like it. I like it. Let's just leave it at that.
So what is the
site for? Oh, trading stocks, if you missed a prior show, trading stocks. It's free trades if you have a minimum balance.
So you prefer that over
Scott Trade. Yeah, Scott Trade has a little bit better information, but I use a couple websites for most of my actual information. So I'm for the trading part, I'm now using Zecko. So.
All right.
I don't like commissions.
Okay. Should we get into the iPhone?
Is it that time?
Yes.
All right. So for the next 10 minutes or so, if you don't care about the iPhone.
5 minutes.
5 minutes? All right.
I'm being generous.
Okay. So I decided before we went on, we should mention our spring break trip. We should have done that at the beginning of the show. We went on a nice little gallivanting round. We visited Fred, the host of, or one of our hosts on the Did You Know show. We visited Fred down in Houston. And you got to see alligators.
Mm-hmm. At Brazos Bend State Park.
Yep. And we went to Austin and saw the bats. Mm-hmm. And we went to San Antonio and went on the Riverwalk. And I think that was about it.
Galveston,
the beach. Went to the ocean. And before we went on this trip, I got an iPhone. In fact, before we went storm chasing a little bit before that. And I got the iPhone before that just so that I was down to EVDO or an iPhone. And I decided I know there's probably a new iPhone coming in June, but I need it for this storm season and for spring break. Right. So I went ahead and got it. And I love it. And if you're a little bit sly about it and you put in a fake social security, you could possibly, or other information, you can look this up on the web. Not saying I did it, but you can go prepaid instead of monthly contract, or instead of locked into a 2-year contract, which is important because if they ever start to subsidize the iPhone, like the new version coming in June, say, it might be advantageous to not be locked into a contract. Or you can also easily unlock your iPhone and put it on another network, which I don't know how legal that is. But the prepaid thing, they don't advertise it, but there is a prepaid option. The easiest way is to just to fail the credit check in iTunes by putting in some different information than what is accurate. And the reps.
And that's the an interesting reps, way to put it.
and the reps, there's reports of people telling people to do this to get the GoPhone to be able to do the GoPhone. So, you know, AT&T is going about this the wrong way, but you know, even their representatives are telling people to do it from time to time.
Right.
So 999s don't work anymore. All nines don't work. You have to be a little bit more coy than that. But then you can get it's as cheap as $50 a month. $30 a month goes towards minutes, but they keep rolling over. So basically you're paying 15 cents a minute for phone calls whenever you make them on the phone, plus unlimited data for $50 a month. Okay. That's, you know, or $20 a month for the data, unlimited data, and then $30 a month, but it keeps adding up so you get more and more minutes.
Okay, so what do you think of your iPhone?
I love it. It's the Edge network is fast enough for checking radars. It's fast enough for checking SPC. More than fast enough for checking SPC.
What is this?
A storm prediction center for storm chasing. It's where if you want to get the latest information on severe weather stuff, spc.noaa.gov.
Ray's background is in meteorology, if you're wondering.
Yes. So we go storm chasing, and you want the radars, and you also want the latest discussions from SPC. So I got it for that and for trips. Then overall, the thing is great. The only thing that bugs me is that it doesn't sync up to do items with iCal. But the mail, I mean, I plug the thing in. It automatically synced up my mail, my iCal stuff, minus my to-do list. So like all my calendar events, and it just worked beautifully. It took all my stuff out of my address book right away. So I would say if you have a Mac, this is a great, great thing. 'Cause you plug it in, everything just works. I mean, it's just, It's a thing of beauty. It really is. And I use it way more than I thought. I find myself watching videos on it, which I didn't think I would do because I put some vidcasts on it, some, you know, video podcasts. And I watch them, you know, at lunch, sometimes at work. You know, I actually use it to browse the web here at home with the Wi-Fi. And, you know, I check my bank statement on it because the Bank of America's mobile site is really nice and easy to use. And I use it a lot. Can you attest to that?
Yes, absolutely.
And I almost never use it as a phone. Almost never use it as a phone. I still had to get the phone because I need the internet everywhere, the edge thing. But I don't really make phone calls. I've made like maybe 3 phone calls. So I'm going to have a whole bunch of minutes here within like 3 or 4 months if I stay on the prepaid,
plan.
The prepaid paying $30 for calls every month type thing. I'm going to have way more minutes than I know what to do with. So
right.
I'll be able to start texting.
Yes.
But anyway, so you've played with it a little bit. What do you think?
It's beautiful. I really like the pinching and the, you know.
The interface.
Right.
The interface is nice. Mm-hmm. Oh, I should say that. I when I got my iPod video like a long time ago, I was like, I wish it had speakers to play videos. You know, like initially I had that thought and then I just like had headphones all the time with it. I almost never use headphones with the iPhone. I'm always just like playing videos and podcasts and stuff like that and sitting in on my desk. I love the fact that it has a built-in speaker. It's the simplest thing in the world, but it's nice. It's nice.
Right.
Battery life, unbelievable. Shocked by the battery life. I love the fact that it can check my mail automatically every 15 minutes. You know, it'll go in and check my mail. It also supports IMAP with Gmail, which is what I'm using, my Gmail accounts. And it'll like give me a ding every time I get a new message. I mean, that's just great. I mean, because I get emails the way I do contact lots of people and get information way more than phone calls. So the fact that it can make a little noise every time I get an email, I love it. And it's always with me.
And the new iPhone that's coming out or that people say is coming out is supposed to be
3G. So high speed or faster network than the Edge network. And there's all sorts of other rumors of like, you know, it'll do video chat and, you know, it'll be all jet black and. You know, there's you just go to one of the Mac rumor sites and you can read all about that. We'll see what happens when it comes out. Also, price. I got a feeling they'll probably keep the current iPhone and have this as like the higher end $600 model or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if they completely replace the current one and it comes in at the same price, I will be a little
upset. With yourself.
Not upset. I'll be a little bit like, oh, could I have held out until June? You know,
right.
If it comes out at the end of this month, I'll be like. I could have held out to the end of this month.
Right.
So, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
It is coming useful, though.
It has already come in handy many, many times. The maps feature is awesome. And the location thing actually works. I was shocked. Mm-hmm. The little locate me thing actually, you know, kind of worked. Because that's the one
kinda
thing. No, I mean, it puts you within close enough that I knew I was going the right way with directions. Like I was going to your school and it seemed like it was taking too long. So I hit the locate me button. And sure enough, I was still along the route. So.
Right.
I have GPS in the car, but I didn't have it hooked up. So this was a little bit of it's already saved me probably, I'd say half an hour of time, if not more, because now anytime like I have downtime, I'm waiting in a line or I'm sitting in a stoplight,
right.
I'll like, you know, flip it on, check my stocks real quick. And then when I get home, or I'll check my email real quick. I'll get home and I have less things to do. Now I do not use it while I'm moving, but
if
I'm completely stopped, I will flip it on and I'll quickly check some buttons and I'll put it down because I got a place I set it in the car. Then when I stop, I'll pick it up, take a quick look. And, you know, so it.
Well, at least you wear your seatbelt.
Yeah, I do wear my seatbelt. You know, and it comes in handy. And it really, I do keep it on me almost all the time. It's even got a nice alarm clock. And if you have a Mac and you have GarageBand, you can make your own ringtones. So when you call, you've got your own song. My mom calls, she has her own song.
I don't like the song you gave me. Should I say what it is?
I picked the clip. So like I imported it into the file from GarageBand to iTunes. It was really easy. You just select the part of the clip you want, and then you export as ringtone, and it's on your phone. It's just the integration with iTunes and the Mac, and I'm sure it's the same thing on the PC. It's just so smooth and well done. I remember my Pocket PC and all the stuff I went through to get ActiveSync to work right. This is, you know, I've had one hiccup. I've had only one hiccup really to deal with. So I've been very, very pleased with the usability. And it's a first-gen product. I would say even if you're not a guru, this is the kind of thing you can get and use.
If you have one, you mentioned a program called, what, iSquint?
Oh, yeah. Handbrake, if you want to put some movies on here, Handbrake can go directly to iPhone format, but let's say, like, what I do is I have the videos mainly on my MacBook, so I'll rip a DVD in my MacBook. It's like a gig in size. Handbrake won't then, as far as I know, shrink it down to something for the iPhone. So iSquint is a program that I did to try that, and it worked reasonably well.
Okay.
So if you want to get some full-length movies on there, most of what I watch, I haven't put any full-length movies on except for test. Most of what I watch are video podcasts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and we even used it on spring break to take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Pictures were pretty good. Wish it took video. As long as the light's good, the pictures are good.
It doesn't take video, though.
Does not take video as of now. There's no reason it should be able to.
Yeah,
so when the programs start coming out, as long as they let access to the camera, I'm sure that'll happen. But it doesn't take video, but we did use it for listening to podcasts, and it is a awesome iPod. Like, I didn't think, like, I use it way more than I use my iPod to listen to music. I'm, like, discovering songs and albums. I even got some new music recently just because this thing makes me want to listen to my music more. It sounds stupid, but it's just because it's always on you. It's just nice.
Right.
It's nice.
Okay, so very good. You're happy.
I am extremely happy. And there's lots of mobile websites out there that do offer additional functionality, kind of. Sometimes they're a little slow, and if you don't have Edge network and no Edge, they're almost, you know, useless. But as long as you're on the Edge network, I've found that it is usable. It is usable. It's not as frustrating as one might think. No Flash support. That's one of the biggies. Anything else that you'd like to add about the iPhone on our trip? You used it a lot.
Yeah.
You used it for directions, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And you used it to take pictures, or
I
no?
I used it to look up the places we were going on Wikipedia in the car.
And it does work as a good phone too, you know, pictures pop up, and I mean you've probably seen the ads. It is as easy as the ads make it look.
All right.
Yay for iPhone. The typing good, the autocorrect not so good. I've been able to type pretty well, but the autocorrect feature once in a while it works.
I've gotten better at the typing.
Oh,
but
Safari, all my bookmarks showed up right away. So, like, I'd hit one letter and it'd be like, oh, that's the website I want. I'm like, how does it know that's the website I want? And then I realized it had synced my bookmarks without me even realizing it when I had originally plugged the iPhone in. So I had all of my stuff from Delicious, because I have it going into Safari. So I had, like, thousands, like, every website I've basically ever been to. So I'd type, like, I'd hit the letter I, and there'd be Internet Movie Database, you know, imdb.com. I just select it. Awesome. So if you use Safari and you use Mail, you've almost, when the new one comes out, go get yourself one. Even though they're like $600, go get yourself one. Makes your life so much easier. I even use it as my alarm clock.
Okay.
That's
enough.
That's
okay.
And I will be bringing the occasional, if anybody is still listening about the iPhone, I will be bringing the occasional website, and when the programs launch, the occasional program that I like.
I will try to contain him.
One like every two shows.
Okay. Anyhow.
No more iPhone talk.
I think we're done. Yeah.
I'm sure I forgot about 10 things I love. Check out our show notes at thetechteachers.blogspot.com.
Also, email us at rayandholly@gmail.com. Holly is spelled H-O-L-L-Y-E. Thank you so much for listening.
And if you thought the iPhone should have been a separate show, which is what I was going for, a separate 10-minute iPhone thing, optional download, please let us know. So in the future, we will put a separate download for Ray going off on said technology topic.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. I'm Ray, a physics teacher. Oh, dig our show. Dig our show on the right side of our webpage. Click that little dig button. Make sure you get our votes up. Our picture, I think our picture still disappeared. I've emailed them twice. They haven't gotten back to me yet. Holly's got her head down over here. I don't know what's wrong. She's ready for the show to end. Do you have somewhere to be, Holly? Do you have to
No.
go somewhere?
No. I couldn't even say my name. You interrupted me.
Well, I thought you were about to say thanks for listening.
Blah, blah, blah. Sorry. Okay.
All right. So show notes, email.
Yeah.
You take it.
We already did show notes and email.
Okay.
We're done.
Okay. I'm Ray.
And I'm Holly.
Until next time.